So let's start looking ahead. First of all, the Raiders come into the game pretty beat up. Nick Kwiatkowski is very questionable at linebacker, but I think the biggest area of concern is the O-line. Incognito's out at left guard. Right tackle is a mess right now with Trent Brown ailing badly. How can they overcome now two key guys potentially out on the offensive line? That's rough.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be rough. And, you know, obviously, Bill Belichick, he's going to make sure to go ahead and exploit your weaknesses whenever he can. I think that Derek Carr is going to have to get the ball out quick. It's going to have to be a lot of quick game, efficient passing. Derek Carr is going to have to continue to be as flawless as he's been, 73 completion percentage, 4 touchdowns, 0 picks. I think that's going to be paramount because, you know, New England's going to come out playing a lot of man coverage. You already know that with Stephon Gilmore. He's going to travel with somebody. We don't know who yet, but we know he's going to travel. And the run game has got to go ahead and get the tough yards, the plays where it looks like it's a 3-yard game, but you know what? He falls forward and he gets 5 and maybe 6 instead of the 3 that he should have got. So it's definitely going to have to be a very tough game. And then you're going to have to go ahead and make sure that you do good on the defense side of the ball as well. But I think that New England is not unstoppable. They're not unbeatable. We saw, obviously, they lost on Sunday night to Seattle Seahawks. So I think it can be done. It won't be easy playing the East Coast game once again early, but it definitely is something that is feasible within their power.
Trent Brown is officially out. So is Kwiatkowski. So is Ruggs, which is – that's a tough loss because, so you know, yeah, as you mentioned, Gilmore probably will cover – Waller, he may even get some help. So someone else has got to step up. So I wonder who the guy is or guys are who are going to step up in case Waller only gets 4 catches. You have no Ruggs. Is it going to be Aguilar? Could it be Zay Jones? Is it going to be Renfro having a big day? Could it be Bryan Edwards?
And I think it's going to be all of them. I think it's going to be by committee. I think it's going to be Edwards, Renfro, Renfro on third down, Nelson Aguilar, maybe on second down on a quick out, just to go ahead and get like 8 yards and bring up now a 3rd and 2. Zay Jones, maybe in the red zone, things like that. I don't think that you're going to have a go-to guy, but I do think that by committee, I think that the Las Vegas Raiders, I'm still getting used to that. I think they can do it by committee and still be successful because we know that New England is going to lean on the run game and their defense. They're not going to necessarily just have Cam go out there and fling the ball around. They're not going to do that too much like what you saw against Seattle. But I think the most thing is that you got to play smart. That's one thing that you have to do every time you go against a Bill Belichick coach, New England Patriots team.
So what do the Raiders do against Cam Newton and his run attack and make sure that he doesn't rush for 75 yards? Is it a spy like John Abram on him? Is it a linebacker's responsibility? How do they slow him down?
I think you're going to have to go ahead and mix it up on him. Sometimes play zone coverage on, let's say, 3rd and 9. Go ahead and play zone. On 3rd and 4, go ahead and mix it up. Give him, let's say, like a fire blitz. Go ahead, man on the outside, maybe a fire blitz on the inside, but still having a spy, someone that's going to go ahead and just kind of mirror him in case he wants to go ahead and tuck it and run. You definitely do not want to give him the same look multiple times where he already knows what he's going to do before the ball is snapped. You want to go ahead, you want to confuse him, you want to go ahead and try to get him off the spot, and you want to go ahead and get him off balance so he's not able to go ahead and use a lot of his superpowers and go ahead and really make life difficult for you.
For you guys at the corners, you actually have a responsibility as well. You know, is that third level of the defense against a running quarterback if he gets the edge. That's a tough decision to make, right? If you see Cam getting downhill and not yet across the line of scrimmage, what do you do there in terms of playing Cam or playing your receiver?
Well, I remember Kevin Ross, Rod Woodson, Willie Brown, God rest his soul, used to always teach us you got to take care of your man first. Whenever the quarterback is scrambling, obviously instinct wants you to go ahead and leave your man and go try to go make the tackle, but you got to do your job first. And if you're in man coverage, your job is to cover the receiver. Not go over there and make 100 tackles like you're Ray Lewis or somebody. Now, once Cam goes in, actually tucks the ball, crosses the line of scrimmage, now you got to be a football player and you got to go ahead and tackle that power forward that's out there playing quarterback. But it definitely is difficult because, once again, scrambling quarterbacks create such a new dimension to the game as far as what you got to defend on the defense side of the ball. But I think you got to make sure that you handle the basics and your technique and your responsibility, which is covering your receiver.